Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. Friend, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Happy Sunday, this January the 20th, 2013. How are you? It's Joey Kroll, of course. This is Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. And if you're new to this program, Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right. We try to saturate this program in the Word of God, because if we don't, it's just another program that has some music and some melodies and some guy just talking. So we try to saturate it in the Word of God. Friend, I hope and pray that you are having yourself a great weekend. Wow, it's so good to catch up with you, and excited about today's program, because today we are going to be focusing on beauty in brokenness. Oh, it's going to be a good one today. So I hope you can join me here today for this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord. Worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
Let us bow down right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll spending some time here with you as part of your weekend. And today we are talking about beauty in brokenness. Now, David was called a man after God's own heart. considering that he lusted after his neighbor's wife, committed adultery with her, and had her husband killed, the Lord's description of him is remarkable. How could a man who is convicted of murder and a convicted adulterer also be one after God's own heart? Well, the answer is simple but profound. God did not regard David according to the actions of his sinful nature, but according to the deepest motivations and disposition of his heart and will. And these were revealed by David's response to the conviction which Nathan the prophet brought upon him, a conviction which made him immediately totally drop down in confession and repentance and a broken and contrite heart. This response exemplified the shepherd king's walk with God throughout the entire journey of his life. If, after David had fallen, had made excuses, rationalized, or even resisted the clear message of his sinfulness, it would have been a totally different story. And by the way, the consequences of his sin were very serious and followed David all the days of his life, by the way. Where am I getting at? Friend, we all stumble in many ways, but God does not define us by our failures. It's our love for him and our honesty before him that reveals a true walk of faith. So if you fell, you messed up, your sin got the best of you, then come clean. Make your confession. Accept the consequences without complaining. Allow the Lord to forgive and restore you completely, and continue on your journey with him. That was David's heart. His example is worthy to follow. May you also be one of those who live their life after God's own heart.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping,
is Selah and Be Thou Vision, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Happy Sunday. My name is Joey Kroll. I pray that you are enjoying your weekend thus far. Yeah, my wife and I, we had some friends over from church yesterday. Their kids played with our kids, and we all got had a chance to catch up. And tell you what, it's really it's encouraging to have like-minded individuals and just catch up and just have a great time of fellowship together. So my wife and I and our family, we were blessed yesterday, and I pray that it's the same for you. And today, yes, Sunday the 20th, we're focusing on beauty in brokenness. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, says, "Therefore do not lose hearts, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day." Boy, ain't that true. I'll tell you what, some of the wealthiest individuals here in the U.S. are real estate developers. They make their money buying a piece of property that is terribly run down, seemingly useless, without any value to the naked eye, and reforming it completely, making it look brand new. So it is with God and us. He wants to completely renovate us. He has a vision for our lives much greater than what we can see or even imagine. All he needs is from us is to give up our land so that he can go to work and start rebuilding. Friend, we're an old warehouse slated for the wrecking ball, and we have the opportunity to be renewed today. So let's give him our lives yet again.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son and make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Lord, I lift
Yes, this, of course, is Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Lord, I lift your name on high. Hey there, it's Joey Kroll. I sure hope and pray that you're enjoying your day so far. And today we are talking about beauty in brokenness. Mark chapter 14, verse 3 says, "While that he," that's Jesus, "was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head." I'll tell you what, this is a touching story of how Jesus was anointed before his crucifixion. But there's one thing about this passage that stood out to me as I read it again and again and again. Jesus was not anointed with ointment until the jar of the alabaster was broken. In the same way, friend, we must be broken before the Lord so that his anointing can be poured out upon us to touch others. We should never be ashamed to be broken. God will not deny a broken heart and a contrite spirit. When we humble ourselves in his sight and place our pride on the altar of sacrifice, it is then that God's anointing will be greatest upon us. It will pour out of us like the ointment from that jar, and we will be used for his kingdom. Let's ask the Lord to break us where we need to be broken this week so that we might be anointed completely to do great things that he's called us to do.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's power in the blood. 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 There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
My gracious Master and my God.
That's a group called the Second Book of Acts right here on this edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, it was so good to catch up with you today. Thank you so much for letting me tag along with you this weekend. A quick reminder, coming up on Tuesday night, there is going to be a special pro-life prayer vigil at St. Matthew Catholic Church in Champaign, Tuesday night, 7:30. Of course, that's Central Time. And they're going to have music, scripture, prayer, and a reception to follow as well. So pro-life prayer vigil, again, happening at St. Matthew Catholic Church. By the way, they are located at 1303 Lincolnshire Drive in Champaign. You can get more details on that and other events happening in our area by checking out our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, it was so good to catch up with you. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.